Welcome to Everdad! Number one sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee Corporate Thunderdome. I am Tony.
That baby Tony.
That man right there is Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. He's a bearded wonder.
What? Hey, Tony.
Good day to you, Saya. Bruce?
What's going on, dude?
How are we doing, Bruce?
Dude, I'm great.
Good?
Yeah.
Good. Otter, how are we?
Tony, it's actually the first official day of March Madness, so I'm pretty fucking pumped.
Tony. Are you, Mitt?
This is when I start betting on college basketball.
A lot of that's how it is for a lot of people. Yeah. I would say the majority of college basketball bettors start right now.
Yeah. Us casuals, we fucking love this time.
It's all right. Nothing wrong with that. You know, every sport needs casuals.
True.
Every sport needs
casuals. You hear that, UFC?
Well, no.
No. We're not casual.
See, those are actually the only, I'm not saying this, the UFC itself, like Dana White wants all the casuals in the world.
True.
The fans of UFC, boy, do they not want casual.
Yep. I mean, how quickly they forget that we, you know, never lost a boost in our
time. Never, ever lost a boost in our time.
Yeah, it's natural to gatekeep, though, as something grows.
Sure, I guess.
Not really.
If you don't want it to grow.
Yeah, you don't have to be such assholes about grappling, but yeah.
Talking to you, Bill.
Are you more of a ground and pound specialist?
I'm a striking aficionado. Yeah. I can tell you up and down who's the best striker in the UFC pound for pound, and that's Sean O'Malley.
See? I would assume that's not the case, but I'm not going to argue.
I'm not going to sit here and argue because I'm casual.
That is the case. Now, if he gets into a brawl with someone like Paulo Costa, he might be in trouble.
All right, shut the fuck up.
It was really cool when the fucking Dustin Diamond Poirier fucking went like that and then punched the guy in the face.
I get it.
Yeah, casual.
And that was doing UFC.
Yeah, we'll see you next
show. Boom, glad we did it.
Because today is, how did we do last night, first and foremost?
The Knicks.
Knicks came home. NBA parlay came home.
Minnesota came home.
I was 0-2 on the ice.
Did the Heat?
The Heat did not.
He did not.
Okay, so thanks for talking me into that one, boys.
Well, we also talked you into the Knicks.
You did?
Yeah.
No.
1-1.
You actually didn't take the Knicks, Tony, I think.
Yeah.
I was the one that
Well, we didn't. Talked you into both, so.
I was on the Pacers, which lost, and Minnesota, which did cover.
Yeah, Halliburton's having trouble shooting the three.
Don't love that.
No. You don't say.
Yeah.
Well, the thing about the Pacers is they'll play really good against good teams. They'll play really fucking bad against bad teams. And we thought last night, this was on us, we kind of thought of the Cavs as a bad team. They're a good team. Kind of put me in a pretzel.
Put that in your own boat.
Yeah. Right? The Cavs are not a bad team. The Cavs being bad feels like a backroom.
The Cavs are, I believe, the three seed. So.
Yeah, no, I misspoke about that. But they will not be the three seed for long because the New York Knicks are coming right. for
That's
you,
That's just not true.
It was a good win last night. Josh Hart did play 48 minutes.
He did.
Yeah.
What do you mean we aren't coming for it, brother? We are, brother.
We'll see.
Listen.
We'll see.
You guys want more Knicks talk? Bruce does a New York podcast every Thursday evening.
I was thinking about how I kind of wish I did get to talk about the Knicks.
You can.
Yeah, sure.
Good.
Fucking start it up. Light that fucking lamp, baby.
I might just start joining the spaces.
There we go.
No. I used to do spaces on Saturday nights.
Yeah, you forgot about that.
Before I started getting all boozed up.
Yeah. Now life's a lot better.
Yeah, it's a good time.
NCAA tournament starts tonight. A couple play-in games, so let's do those.
Yep.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Wagner and Howard gets us started. Couple 16 seed playing in. I said it yesterday. I have not waffled. I will stick with the under 127.5 is what I'm currently looking at.
It's so low.
It's very, very low.
Where's it at?
That one is in Dayton.
Ooh.
They're both in Dayton.
Both in Dayton.
I got Howard on the money line.
Me too.
Yep.
Why are you on
What's
it?
Because
I don't really have a reason. I just did it.
I like Howard more than that. I've watched a bit of Wagner. I'm not a Wagner fan.
Okay.
I like the way Howard plays more than Wagner.
Let's ride, brother.
Yeah.
And then you're doing something there?
Yeah, I'm on Howard because they have Jordan uniforms. So
sweet.
There we go.
There's a, cool. There's nothing a reason.
That, that is a reason. Hey, the March Madness, it is the time of the
yeah,
I did fly, mean, baby.
Like when I have $500 on Vermont money line, I'm not gonna be able isn't, to give
this
you
isn't,
a
reason. The, isn't the time to shy away.
No. And then the late game is Colorado State versus Virginia. 2.5 is the number.
What's going on here?
This one's 120.5.
What's the deal with but, this one?
Virginia's not coming in hot.
But it's also the classic disrespect. We've seen this a million times.
Disrespect yeah. towards Virginia?
No, to Colorado State.
How is it disrespectful to Colorado State? They
should be in.
Colorado State and Virginia?
Yeah.
You think Virginia should be favored?
I don't know shit about either
normally
of those teams,
you would think.
But what yeah. I saw was
oh, you same think Virginia record. Should be favored?
Well, just no, just the layman haven't watched oh, basketball. Oh, yeah,
like okay, years so past.
Virginia is playing Colorado State.
You saw the way Virginia celebrated getting into the play-in tournament? That tells you everything you need to know about how Virginia's been this year.
Because gotcha. Yeah, they didn't expect. They shouldn't. A lot of people are saying Virginia should not be in
this. They shouldn't yeah. be. Oh. Providence should be at least playing in
the Friar. I mean, the
it should have been an
we'll
ACC
get to the,
team.
We'll get to over. The Friars shortly here.
But in this game, 120.5, I'm going under.
All right. I love
that's
Colorado.
A low total.
I love Colorado State.
We do?
I do, yeah. I think I don't see how they lose this game. They would have to beat themselves, in my opinion.
Okay. You don't think that there's like a competition level up to the AC, I know ACC. You're saying that they're bad, yes. but the ACC team, you don't think that they just have the kind of moxie built in?
Are you talking down on
the Mountain West?
Yeah. That would be correct, all brother. Right. I am talking down on the Mountain
West. I think the Mountain West broke that,
The
trend last year.
Stigma. San Diego State.
They, right? Previously, it was terrible.
Yeah, right? It was. Last year, it was like, I don't know. I just, here. I look at this game and I don't know. I like Colorado State. I did.
All right.
I don't.
I'm trailing you, brother.
I don't love, I we don't have a trail. Love Virginia.
We have a trail. I'm trailing
and
you.
And I'm going contraire. I guess that's the word.
Yep.
So when I looked at this, casual mindset here, ACC, Mountain West.
It is not
ACC
the word.
He gets the, all right, you get it.
I was talking to the listeners. You just keep going.
You get it, though.
On the contract.
Close.
Whatever.
It was close.
Going contract.
ACC almost. Over the Mountain West, 23-10 in the ACC, 24-10 in the Mountain West. One team is a dog and they're from the better conference and has won a national championship in my lifetime that I fucking know of. So I'm going with Virginia.
Okay.
Casual.
Yeah. I mean, we're not hiding it.
Respect, brother.
Nope. What's going on?
I gotta stop saying brother, brother.
It's okay, brother.
Okay, brother. Thank you, brother.
Now we go to the NIT.
Here we go.
Yes, we do. All right. I got a question here.
Go on.
Are we playing Providence heartbreak guys opting out? They don't care.
I was going to say, are you treating the NIT as bowl games?
Yeah, you kind of have to. And then BC, less disappointed to be in the NIT. Probably no opt-outs. Are they going to be revving to fight?
Yeah, you saw that interview with that Providence coach. These boys are showing up.
Yeah, that's what I'm pretzeled by because it is the ultimate fuck you to go out there and drop 98.
Yeah, yeah. I love Providence on the money line for sure.
Okay.
All right.
I like Georgia, money line versus Xavier.
Yeah, I'm with you there.
I got North Texas +2.5 versus LSU.
Mm.
K-State +5.5 versus Iowa.
Let's go.
Okay.
Richmond +5.5. South Florida +4.5 versus UCF.
Are all these tonight?
Yep.
Yeah.
It's first round NIT, dude.
NIT, baby.
NIT, baby.
Shit, brother.
And then the nightcap. I like UC Irvine catching 7.5 versus Utah.
Okay. Hmm. Any CIT?
CIT is not till the weekend, but I will tell you, is there tonight?
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck?
Texas Southern at Tarleton.
Oh, yeah. Those spreads are absurd, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm out on that.
I love
Or is that CBI?
No, that's CIT.
What the fuck's the difference?
Smit.
I don't know.
We go NIT, CBI, CIT.
Jesus.
So Cleveland State, I like Cleveland State to win the CIT at the moment.
To win the whole thing.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
I thoroughly enjoy some Butler tonight.
Yeah, I'm on Butler. I threw them into a parlay. This is my NIT parlay of the night.
Oh, we Cleveland State CBI. My apologies. Ooh, who's in CBI? CIT?
We got Butler money line, LSU money line, And then Kansas State plus 5.5.
I mean, Butler's basically hosting this thing.
Legit.
So they got to show up.
I have three NIT plays tonight.
There we go.
Give me South Florida. Plus a 6.5.
You're getting 6.5 now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, give me Richmond plus a 6.5.
Richmond.
North and give me UC Irvine plus the 8.5.
Fuck yeah.
Those might have been my favorite college basketball plays I've made all year.
There's some nice numbers.
I might moneyline parlay those dogs too.
Yeah, you should.
Because they're feeling frisky. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Who the hell is in the CIT?
I don't know.
Austin Peay?
I saw a probability model from some nerds that led me on the women's side to doing what I love to do most this time of year. I'm on UConn 17-1 to win the women's bracket.
Ooh, here we go.
Bit of an overlay by my nerd friend's calculations.
Oh, it has been an overlay?
Kind of, yeah.
Okay.
They have the easy path of the ones.
I respect it.
Yeah, so hopefully we're just at the Final Four, and then you got a puncher's chance, mate.
Okay.
Alabama A&M plays Austin Peay tomorrow.
Is this the CIT?
Yes. Or? The High Durham Classic, it's called?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's tomorrow.
Okay. Are we good for tonight?
What's up, Nick?
He's
smacking the glass. New bit alert. Smacking the glass.
I don't know how much Gumpy loves that one.
Hey, good job last night, Nick. 2-0.
Not a baby.
Thanks, Nick. Pal. It's about fucking time.
Yeah, took it on the shins out there.
We have a big night tonight.
Big night. Couple picks.
You got a couple?
Couple.
Only
more than a few.
Let's run.
We shouldn't say.
I got. Let's run through the full slate.
I would say.
Oh yeah.
I would venture to say that a few is more than a couple.
It is.
Yeah. Always has been.
Yeah.
Yeah, and always will be.
And that's ironclad, brother.
I got 5
picks.
Yeah, to be exact.
Okay, well, we're just gonna run through the slate.
Let's do it.
Here we go. It's a big one. We start with Boston, who's hosting Ottawa. They're pretty big favorites.
Yeah, I'll take the bees in the 60-minute money line.
Yes, yes, yes.
Detroit's hosting Columbus. Detroit still stinks.
Ooh.
No one's laying 170 with Detroit, right?
I just can't trust them right now.
I want to.
I would love to. Why? This feels like a game that you would pounce all over normally under normal circumstances. I mean, they got to win the other night finally, but.
Where'd they win at? Buffalo?
I think so.
Yeah.
Tarasov is playing quite well.
Daniil?
Yes.
So we're not.
I don't trust them. Not even against
their schedule, like the Capitals are in the playoff spot now, and Capitals' schedule is way easier than the. Tell you what, Spencer Carberry in his rookie season as a head coach.
Hey, but I was going to say, it could have happened. Remember, Caps and Pens had the same fucking amount of points.
Yeah, I mean, let's be honest. There's like four or five teams fighting for that last wild card spot, and none of them are going to do
the Pens
damn
are
thing.
Dead.
So whether it be the Penguins, the Sabres, the Red Wings, the Islanders,
Sabres or make some noise.
The Capitals, none of those teams are going to make any noise against either Boston, New York, or Carolina, potentially.
What if we have a Panthers?
Florida.
Nobody wants to go up to Buffalo.
Speaking of a couple dead
they wouldn't games. Be going up to Buffalo.
Penguins are in Jersey.
One game, at least.
Penguins are in Jersey. No thanks. Looks like we'll get Jari and Jake Allen.
Ooh, who Jake Allen stood on his head in Dallas last week, first game.
He let one in 15 seconds into the game, and then you guys just pissed on your leg. What happened?
I don't know, dude. We fucking Wedgie's moving up the rankings
that
much. Yeah. You got a shout out on Modano now. He's high in my books forever.
Okay.
Yep.
Let's go the peg in the garden.
Give me the Jackets.
What?
No, I'm kidding.
What?
The Broadway Blue Shirts. Shesterkin has figured it out. He's back.
Jack.
Okay.
Blue, dude. I was picturing blue in my brain. They're at home in MSG. They're comfy in the confines there. The peg, great season. This is one New York should win.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gotta stay hot
here. Come on, Bruce.
Have to, Bruce.
Rampy's back. Right. He's been back.
Game on that ago. Note, shout out to rest in peace, Chris Simon. Actually passed away today.
Yes.
What?
Former NHL tough guy. Yeah. 52 years old. Yeah. The cautionary tale. A lot of these guys go rather young. Mm-hmm. Anyways, it's not
Toronto at Philly.
I'm going to take Toronto here. Philly, Torts is back and he's playing no games. He's potentially possibly scratching the captain, Sean Couturier, and a number of other good Flyers players who have not played up to the standard, I suppose, is the reason.
Keep the boys on their toes.
Kutz was just named captain a couple weeks ago, and Torts already is fed up with it.
Get out of my sight.
There's reports he may not play tonight. Amongst all that, I will take the Leafs tonight going into Philadelphia.
Torts is the fuck.
Okay.
Hey, get out of my sight.
Caniacs are at the Isles.
Yeah, give me the Caniacs, bro.
Boom. Give me the Caniacs. Jake Gensel scoring goals now. They got a click and let's go.
Feels like these Sharks don't eat anymore.
That's big money for the Nashville Predators who have been almost hot as hell.
$5.
No, thank you.
Okay. Colorado, also hot. Minus $2 going to St. Louis. Not a bad squad there.
Abs in 60, baby.
St. Louis good at home, too.
Yeah, I'm going to stay away from this one.
Okay.
Because of that reason. In Colorado,
fucking we know how good they are at home.
Not the best road team. Just staying away. I still think it would win, but no thanks. Not that confident.
Edmonton's huge favorites against Montreal. Almost $4.
Lay the puck.
Nah.
Minnesota, who... Minnesota and Anaheim, I don't think there's been a bet on or against these teams in the last fucking.
It's been a while. I feel like Anaheim plays, if they don't play every night, they play every other night. This is, the Ducks are always dancing out there. But no, I got
Hockey Woods minus nothing $4
for Minnesota.
Too. Jesus. We're at that point in the season.
Yeah, we are. Coovers are minus 190 against Buffalo. Buffalo just had an impressive W.
Coos in 60, back-to-back for the Sabres.
Yep.
I'll do it, too.
When's Demko back?
Riley? Thatcher?
That was supposed to be like a 3 to 4 week thing, so.
Ooh, jeez.
Buffalo's always pushing. They're trying.
Back? Slovis?
Slobodan?
Is there sweet Slovis back in net?
I don't know.
No, it looks like it's going to be Casey DeSmith tonight for the Coovers.
But is he on the bench?
Name? Slobodan.
Gavin Slovis.
Keaton Slovis.
Gavin Slovis.
That's backup goal.
I don't know if we mentioned it on here or not, but it's just reminding me. Slovis dominated the combine.
Yeah, just could say that Eddie? Again.
Yeah, he ran
like
the fastest 40.
Yeah,
legit. Hey, I mean, quarterback.
If he's got
throwing balls.
If he's got a good O line in front of him, he's a
guy ran a 4.5.
That's Slovis, baby. That's Slobodan. It's going to be an awesome preseason quarterback.
Yes.
Pencil that.
Light it up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm on Coovers in 60 with Gumps. Although I don't love it. Buffalo scares me at this time of year.
Nah.
And then the last game of the night, Vegas. Short favorites at home against the Lightning.
I don't take the Lightning. They've won a couple games in a row. They're playing for... I don't think they're going to miss the playoffs by any means at 78 points. But, you know, they'd... like to try and at least catch Toronto, which I don't think they'll do either, but they're going to play hard still. Vegas is, you know, Vegas is Vegas lately. You win a game, you lose a game. They can't seem to get a streak going. So any Tampa Bay.
Okay. Thank you, Nick.
Good luck,
Nick.
Good job.
Good luck out there.
Proud of you, Nick.
It's good stuff.
Thanks, Nick.
Good slay of puck.
You're a champion gambler.
glad we worked out that new bit.
Yeah, I'm glad we fucking worked that new bit out too. Anything else?
We got NBA time.
Oh yeah, shit, I forgot. I hate the slate, so I completely forgot about it.
No, it is a very bad slate. I only have two plays and
a lot of big lines.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm taking...
There's not a line under 8 tonight in the NBA.
I got this one at 7.5.
Okay,
it's the New Orleans Pelicans. Minus 7.5. It's now 8 going into Brooklyn. All right, Tony, I was just trying to fucking segue.
Whoa.
We were already segued.
Segway, Moneyline Parlay, Segway, Pels, Nuggets, Mavs. Thank you very much.
I like it. Yeah, if I was laying any of these, I haven't yet, but I might. I would lay the Nuggets just because of the back-to-back off a devastating, not really that devastating, but, you know, a buzzer beater loss to the Mavericks. And the Timberwolves just feel like a tough back-to-back team, especially after you're jamming and
all that jazz.
I do like Orlando minus 12.5. Charlotte's really bad. Orlando is pretty good. They're in a decent spot right now. They could blow them out.
Orlando usually stands on business.
Yeah, they do.
They do, except for against the New York Knicks.
The Riverhounds not in the U.S. Open Cup this year?
That'd be weird if they weren't.
Is this like a weird, like, preliminary slate of the U.S.
Open? I don't know. I was
looking at the card,
yeah,
and it's like all just teams I've never heard of.
I was wondering why Portland Timbers were minus 140.
No, but it's Al.
No, that's so gonna make me finish my story.
Yeah, yep.
They were playing El Farolito.
Sure.
Then I realized it was Portland Timbers 2.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So I think they started off with
maybe it's a play into the
like 18 under maybe. Something.
I mean, when you got the Westchester United against Maryland Bobcats on a fucking Tuesday, it's gonna be tough to
the pride of Bronxville, the Westchester United.
Is Indy in there?
Well, no, they aren't.
Oh, what?
Not right now. I don't know who else. Like New York Red Bulls 2, LA 4s. This feels like, Bruce, this does feel like the preliminaries to get into.
Yeah. Yeah, because I was excited when I saw the tab 13 games U.S. Open Cup. Is this a different Open? Is it a whole different cup?
Why don't you guys figure that out?
Well, okay. We can get into the bracket.
Who is Club
here?
De Leon?
Club FC. De Leon's got some.
Well, you two figure that out, and then we'll do picks for it.
What the hell?
At a later date.
The sport of I love it. I genuinely have fallen in love with throwing on football and watching the beautiful game. But the way that they just come in, we're actually taking 2 weeks off. Here's a bunch of poopy poop to watch. It bothers me.
You're better than that, though, and you know it's not just that, so.
You're right.
Yeah, because Miami United isn't even
better than that.
Miami United is not in it.
Oh, I got a bone to pick.
There we go.
The Croatian home kids are a disgrace to the great
Blues?
To the great nation of Hrvatska.
The Blues are sick.
The way kids are fire, but the home kits are not what the.
It's one of the most classic uniforms of all time. Just keep it the same.
Boom.
What the
checkered is not there.
The issue is the red square is too big.
Yes, so it's usually the tight checker. Now it's just two big red blocks and two big white blocks, and people are han upset.
Okay. Oh, I see it.
Yeah, people are not happy, Tony.
No, it looks like fucking Sweden.
Yeah, the Vetreni are upset.
They're not Sweden. Switzerland?
Maybe, yes. Your mic.
It does not look good.
No.
I'm looking at it right now. That is disgusting.
It's a disgrace.
Otter? What's he saying?
Let me see if my mic works. Mm-hmm. All right, Tony, I got something for you. Well, Tony? Excellence is the gradual result of always striving to do better. Pat Riley. Thank you, Bruce.
Proud of you, Mitt.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm not proud of the Heat last night.
No. All right, everyone. Don't blow your load tonight on playing.
Don't do it.
We got fucking
a lot of games Thursday and Friday.
Save your load.
We got fucking
16. Sorry. 32 games coming Thursday and Friday. Make sure you got some unit control there.
We got We got Richmond Kickers and Christos FC tomorrow too.
Yeah, and I did kind of blow my load, but do as I say, not as I
bingo.
But if you do blow your load, you do have 32 games coming up just this week, so you can get it all back.
Bingo.
If you have any money left.
I mean,
yeah.
Yeah.
Good luck.
God bless.
Timer.
Ah!